Let's see, who are we going to be today? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the Sobriety Snippets for 40-plus women aimed at those of you in your first year of sobriety. That really is a mouthful, gals. It really is. I'm Becca Jacobson, and welcome to Saturday. Today, I'm going to share with you a simple practice to help you live more intentionally. In fact, to help you choose who you want to be each and every day. But first, let's talk about why this even matters. You know, the idea of deciding who I want to be as opposed to what I want to have was new to me a couple of years ago. And I didn't pay much attention to it, but slowly over the last couple of years, this idea has become more and more prevalent in my life to the point where I now realize that it actually doesn't matter what I want. What matters is who I'm going to be, because who I choose to be will actually get what goes along with that identity. Right? If I choose to be a happy, healthy, sober woman, everything that comes along with that life will come along with it. So my identity is more important than grasping at things or states. Like I said, I'm a happy, healthy, sober woman. Those are states as opposed to things I'm grasping for, but it could be things. I could be wanting money and grasping for that instead of being someone who is financially secure. So we want to be the person we want to be, not try and have what that person might have. Why? Because our identity speaks to our very core. Our subconscious mind is our identity. And so when we start feeling like the person we want to be, feelings penetrate deep down into the subconscious, whereas idle thoughts do not, or momentary wishes do not. Oh, I wish I was healthier. Oh, I wish I didn't drink. I wish this wasn't so hard. Oh, if only I could. Those types of thoughts go nowhere, except to drive us crazy day in and day out, make us discontented and unhappy every time we think thoughts like that. But feelings go deep. They go all the way. And so we can start with a thought that creates a feeling and decide who we're going to be that day, that moment, that hour, that week, that month, now and forever. This is a difficult practice in the sense that it takes patience and loving compassion. Because when you decide to live with intention and choose who you're going to be in any given moment, it's going to be very uncomfortable. It's not going to be you. It's not you on autopilot anymore. It's not you walking around with a flabby mind anymore. And I'll talk more about that phrase in a moment. I talk about the flabby mind here on the show sometimes. We don't want that. Instead, we're talking about the you who's paying attention to who she wants to be. But at the same time, be careful here. I'm not talking about walking around in constant effort or struggle. It's something we do gently. We allow it as opposed to push and strain for it. So let's go back to the idea of not having a flabby mind. Well, you know, I made up that phrase because I was comparing it to the body. None of us wants a flabby body. We understand we got to go to the gym if we want it to be in any kind of decent shape. We want to look after it. Well, when we allow our mind to just go on autopilot and just play whatever tape happens to be playing on autopilot, usually a negative tape, then our mind has gone flabby. We're not using it with any kind of muscle. We're just letting it be there and cause negativity and fear and anxiety. Often we don't even know where it's coming from because those thoughts are so automatic, we don't even really hear them anymore. So this is about waking up and living with intention. If we don't, it's that flabby mind that will lead us back to drinking. If we're ever going to get led back there, it's the flabby mind that will let it happen. We must be willing to take control of the mind. But again, I must stress that we don't want to do it with a gritted teeth and a closed fist. We don't want to clench our way into being who we want to be. Instead, we want to allow it. So what do we do? Well, the first thing we do is decide we're going to try this practice. So there it is. It's just a decision like everything else has to start with. I'm going to decide to learn how to like myself more, or I'm going to decide to live a little more intentionally. So we start with that intention, or I guess decision to be intentional is more accurate. And then we start a simple practice of deciding who we want to be, writing it down, and revisiting that every morning so that we can look at it and say, oh, this is who I'm being today. This is the woman that I am. And the reason I say am, not am going to be or want to be, we keep it here in the present tense. There is no reason why you have to wait to become the woman you want to be. You can be her now. You can be her now. Back several months ago, as I mentioned recently on another episode, we did a study of Ben Hardy's book, Be Your Future Self Now. And that's what he's saying. You don't have to wait. So when we wake up in the morning, we look at our who am I statement, and we remind ourselves that I'm being confident, I'm being patient with myself, I'm being compassionate with myself, and whatever else you have written there. That's what I mean by who are you going to be today? I'm going to be a woman who pauses, a woman who breathes, a woman who doesn't beat herself up if she forgets to be who she wants to be, because you're going to forget. If we start by just an intentional statement in the morning, just that's it, just a simple morning intention, with time we'll get used to it and we'll start remembering more and more often throughout the day. And then we can be her now, and that the emotions that come with her will sink into our subconscious. And before we know it, the subconscious takes over and we are naturally her. And that, my dears, is what we call a transformation. The woman I am today feels very natural and automatic, but she is completely different than the woman I was in 2018, 2019, even into 2021. I'm so different as to sometimes I forget. I have to look back at old journals and the things that I wrote there, and I'm like, wow. Well, yeah, there was a lot of struggle in the early years, but recent years, the last few years, it's not a struggle because my subconscious has taken over that identity. But in the beginning, it takes effort. We shouldn't struggle. We should try not to struggle, because then we get tense, and the next thing you know, we've got ourselves wound up and we want to drink, pull out a glass of wine, right? Instead, we just gently, compassionately remind ourselves, I'm being patient with myself. I'm being alcohol-free today. That's who I am. I'm a woman who doesn't drink. Remember the present tense. We're not writing down or saying, I'm giving up alcohol. It's done. You are a non-drinker. So keeping it in the present tense, write out an identity statement, a very simple one. The things to include are mostly emotional and attitudinal. What kind of attitude does this woman have? What emotions does she carry throughout the day? What are her responses to difficult situations? That's who we want to define. That's the woman we want to be. Not necessarily the woman who has more or has accomplished more. You probably will have more and accomplish more in the future. But let's keep it attitudinal and emotional. What emotions does she carry? What attitudes does she carry? What responses does she carry? Those would be three of the key things I would write down for my initial identity check, writing down who, what attitude does she carry, what emotion predominates, and what are her responses to difficult situations. From there, you simply intentionally get up in the morning and allow yourself a few minutes, take a few deep breaths, read your identity statement, and remind yourself. Maybe rewrite it or write out a commitment to it that day. I intend to be this woman today. If you like, you can give her a name similar to yours, or give her an adjective, give her a descriptor. Whatever you want to do with it, play with it, have fun with it. But define your new alcohol-free identity and choose each day who you're going to be as opposed to what you're going to do or get or have. And if you think that's an interesting practice, I want to remind you that starting Monday, that's 2 days from today, I am doing the 7-day September sobriety sprint. And by the way, I know that a lot of you who may not have quit yet are sneaking into Sanctuary Saturdays, so I'm not afraid to announce it here that I'm doing the sobriety sprint starting Monday. And the reason it's key is we're starting off with identity. those of you who are joining me for this 7-day challenge, we're going to start with identity. Who is this woman you want to be? So I'm going to be walking you through this practice on the first day. We're also doing nervous system toning, how to tone the nervous system, because it's the nervous system that ultimately triggers us to drink, and a whole lot more. If you're interested in joining me for these 7 days and you haven't let me know yet, go to the show notes of this episode, tap the link, and let me know you're coming so I can send you everything you need to get on board. Really, really excited about Monday, gals. In the meantime, remember, be her now, be her today. Once you know who she is, be her now. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.